I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Multiple sources say the next athletic director for the University of Wisconsin is expected to come from Texas, and a former River Valley graduate, Sean Eichhorst, who has many Wisconsin ties as a former athlete at UW-Whitewater and a former deputy athletic director under Barry Alvarez in Madison back in the late 2000s. Eichhorst served as an AD at Miami and Nebraska. He would succeed Chris McIntosh. Rosters have been announced for the 8-player All-Star football game, which will be held later on this month, Friday, July 17th at 6 p.m. at Titan Stadium at UW-Oshkosh. Ev Wick, head coach at DeSoto, and his assistant Nick Mooney will be leading the South Player All-Stars in 8-player, including Cullen Jacobus of North Crawford, along with teammate Gavin Tamling. Belmont is represented by Tyler Kissamore, Cody Klateka, and Trenton Paulson. Also representing DeSoto this year, Bryce Schultz will be in the lineup, and Highlands' Caden Washa. The 8-player football game will be held again on the 17th of July, and tickets will be sold at the gate. The 11-player All-Star football games will be taking place on Saturday, July 18th, with a noon start time for the small school All-Star game and 4 o'clock for the large school All-Star football game. Here are results from Church League softball last night. Richland Baptist Temple 2 and the Mission remained tied for first place. The Mission down to Richland Baptist Temple 1, 20-10, while Baptist Temple 2 defeated St. Mary's 13-3. 5 points Lutheran is also undefeated, a half game back in the standings as they defeated Grace Community 18-10. Boscobel Assembly of God topped Free Methodist 15-4. Caleb Hulse and Chance Castle had home runs. Austin Langner had his first career triple, and Ryan Langner went 4-for-4 for Boscobel. Braden Burns had a solo home run for Free Methodist. And Church of the Nazarene got a win over Richland Baptist Temple 3. The Knights of Columbus had a bye. Action continues next Tuesday, July 7th, 7 o'clock East Diamond game, Richland Baptist Temple 3 and Free Methodist at 8:10, Richland Baptist Temple 1 and Church of the Nazarene, and at 9:20, The Mission and Richland Baptist Temple 2. On the West Diamond next week, Knights of Columbus plays 5 Points Lutheran at 7, and at 8:10, St. Mary's battles Grace Community Church. Quail Run Golf League action. They're over halfway through the regular season now. Week 11 last night, and some pretty consistent scores. Several shot 40s. Neil Mahoney birdied hole 1. Trayton Shep with a 40 and a birdie on hole 8. A birdie on hole 7 for Phil Prohaska and a 40. Joe Halverson and Ken Nick Sr. each shot 40s as well. With 41s, Rich Barron-Cott, he also birdied hole 8. And Tony Doherty birdied hole 8 and finished with a 41. Other golfers played under par. Peter Lawrence birdied hole 6. Ray Lindvig birdied hole 6. Also a birdie at hole 7 for Kellen Vetter. And Gage Wirtz birdied hole 8, as did J.J. Klatt, Ed Fink, and Brett Montre. Flag prize winners, Steve Gary closest third shot at hole 1. Tony Doherty enjoyed the closest to the pin on hole 3. Cody Froney, longest drive on hole 5. J.J. Klatt, closest to the pin on hole 7. Neil Mahoney fired the closest second shot on hole 9. So it was the end of the first half. Team 2 won the first half convincingly. Members of Team 2 are Phil Prohaska, Rich Barron-Cott, Joe Halverson, and Ed Fink. Congratulations. Well, a 4-run fourth inning broke a 1-1 tie on the way to the Brewers' 7-2 win over Cincinnati last night. Brandon Sproat went 5 1/3 innings to pick up his third win of the season. Jackson Chirio and Jake Bowers provided the power as Milwaukee took the series with a game remaining. Shane Drouin starts the game coming up tonight. The Brewers try to extend their winning streak to 3 in a row. As far as the game is concerned, manager Pat Murphy said the team showed good confidence.
There was a lot of discipline there tonight in their ABs and our ABs, and they pitched well against us. But we got some breaks. We got some things go the other way for, you know, go our way for us with some soft hits. But the intent was good.
Murph was asked about the Brewers' approach against the Reds' pitching.
I mean, we didn't hit the ball very hard, you know, but the kid was masterful at pitching on the edges. If you look at the first strikeouts to Yelly and to Churio and to Terang, like every ball's on the edge. And he's going breaking ball, change up, breaking ball, breaking ball, breaking ball, change up, occasional heater. And when you throw that much off speed and you're hitting everything on the corners, you have to say, well, I got to just give in and go the other way. And the guys made a commitment to doing that. And we got a ton of hits the other way, albeit not hard. We executed and still could have added more on than we did. But
in other Brewer news, Brewer fans offered one more roast to Bob Uecker on Tuesday during a dedication ceremony for a giant downtown mural of the longtime broadcaster who died last year. Uecker broadcast Brewer games for 54 seasons. Milwaukee has honored him ever since for the loyalty he showed to his hometown, even after developing into a national celebrity for his appearances in movies, television shows, and commercials. Elsewhere in baseball, the Cubs stayed hot with a 9-7 win over San Diego. Miami 14, Colorado 3, Arizona 8-2 over San Francisco. St. Louis 5, Atlanta 3, Philadelphia 8-0 over Pittsburgh. In the American League, Texas 4, Cleveland 2, the White Sox 9-3 over Baltimore. Detroit beat the Yankees 9-3. Tampa Bay 10-4 over Kansas City. Houston 6, Minnesota 4, Seattle 8-3 over the LA Angels. Interleague play, the Mets 3-0 over Toronto, Washington 8, Boston 1, the Dodgers 9-3 over the Athletics. With looming questions about the Packers' running backs, some analysts are wondering whether head coach Matt LaFleur will open up the passing attack. The NFC North Lions and Bears are ultra-aggressive, win-now teams, and LaFleur tells NBC Sports that has caused some discontent among his players. Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love's efficiency compares favorably to signal callers like Patrick Mahomes and Jared Goff. That suggests his team would be better off if leaned on his right arm a little bit more. LeBron James will not be back with the Lakers, plans to play a record-extending 24th NBA season elsewhere. His decision is perhaps the biggest domino that will fall during the NBA's offseason player movement window, alongside Giannis Antetokounmpo being traded by Milwaukee to Miami, one of James's former stops. I am Phil Nee. That is an update on sports.